Let's take a look and find out what our friends are doing in Hill City this morning. We have brothers and sister, a brother-sister tag team with Mackenzie and Mitchell, and they're going to bring the Hill City Phenology Report to us.
Hello, this is Mackenzie
and Mitchell Casper
with the Phenology Report from Hill City School, Phenology Trail located in Hill City School's forest during the week of October 7th through the 11th, 2019.
On Hill City School Phenology Trail, we observed the red osier dogwood 95% color change with 85% leaf loss, the speckled alder 10% color change, 60% leaf loss.
The buckthorn, no color change, but the leaves have brown spots on them. The high bush cranberry, 100% color change and 85% leaf loss.
The beaked hazel, 90% color change with 65% leaf loss. The white oak, 100% color change with 25% leaf loss.
Around the Hill City School forest area, Stephen had an inchworm on his leg. Geese are migrating.
Bubba found a high bush cranberry tree that still had berries on it. T-Bone observed minnows in Morrison Brook.
We observed mosquitoes in the forest. Water striders were on Morrison Brook.
Stephen and Caden observed three mussels in Morrison Brook. We saw a monarch butterfly.
Seth saw a dragonfly near Morrison Brook, water beetle in Morrison Brook, and Dr. Pepper and Zach saw a wolf spider.
The ash trees have lost their leaves. I observed a grasshopper, a robin, and a woodpecker were also observed along with other bird activity.
The water level of Morrison Brook is higher than normal, and flow rates are also higher than normal. Water temperature of Morrison Brook was noticeably colder.
It's a bird, it's a bee, phenology.
Hey, good job, Mackenzie. Mitchell, thank you very much. Lots of things to note down there. They've got a nice phenology trail down there, and we're working on making it even more expansive. But high bush cranberries and buckthorn and the ash and lots of trees that they're watching, and we're interested to hear what they have to say. Monarch butterfly, that's a kind of a late season sighting there. I have some mid-October sightings on monarchs as well, so we'll just have to see if that turns out to be our last report of a monarch. They continue to amaze, and of course, you know how the bell curve works. You were at one end and I was at the other. Not saying which end, but that's where we were, yeah.